The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Renty, Renty, Roy, Roy, how are you?
Is today Valentine's Day by any chance?
No, we missed that boat by a couple of weeks. So, you know, no, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait till next year. But it's Purim coming up soon.
It's Purim. And yeah.
Maybe you've had one or two, you know.
I've got this like fabulous costume this year.
Wonder Woman. That's Wonder Woman.
Close. It's actually like Batwoman.
Batwoman. Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, as long as you are all ready with the Purim celebrations, because it is, I mean, people go nuts in Israel on Purim. It's insane.
Oh, I tell you, it really is something. I mean, I even posted on Facebook today because I went to the gym this morning and looking out the studio where I do my class is a water aerobics. And the instructor was dressed like a bee and the receptionist as we clocked into the gym was wearing a tiara. And, you know, driving in the traffic or walking around, there are at least 75 billion elses. To me, the big car costume this year is a Wonder Woman. I wanted something like Game of Thronesy, but couldn't find anything.
Well, we have agreed with Hilton that perhaps the whole team will do the Purim special dressed in their birthday suit. But I don't know just yet. We'll see. Something shouldn't be seen. Let's get on to the real stuff, Ro. It looks as though, once again, the Jews and the Poles are poles apart.
They do seem to be poles apart, and it really is like a digging in of heels. So news this morning, in fact, while I was busy preparing my Israel report, news in that the last surviving Christian Poles who helped rescue Jews during the Holocaust appealed yesterday to both Polish and Israeli authorities to please come back to a path of dialogue and reconciliation. You know, we've covered it quite extensively, the ongoing diplomatic crisis between Israel and the Poles and also between world Jewry. And now it's, as we discussed yesterday, Benji, it's starting to expand to other countries in Europe and the US as well, who've said, you know, it's enough. There needs to be dialogue. The anti-Semitic rhetoric needs to stop, and we need to find a solution here. And this is also during the course of today, is the Polish ambassador to Israel was addressing the immigration absorption and diaspora committee, and his name is Jacek Chodorowicz, and he said that the justice ministry is committed to not enforcing this new law until there is an in-depth examination of all its components, including a discussion with Israeli representatives. And he went on to smack Israel a bit on the knuckles. He said, we will talk about the subject more quietly and peacefully. Too much has been said that was criticized by Israel. But, you know, anyone who's following the story and anyone who's Jewish understands if you're going to take on the Holocaust, this is the most painful persecution of the Jews throughout our history. And I think the biggest genocide throughout world history. And Yisrael Biteinu, Chaverat Knesset Yulia Malinovsky, said to him, "You can legislate whatever you want, but no one can change history. We appreciate those who helped and saved Jewish lives, but there were also people who participated in the Jewish genocide, and no one has a right to say anything else." So I think this is going to be a discussion that is going to continue to be very, very heated, and it's compounded by the fact that there are anti-Semitic images and cartoons just flooding the Polish press as the Polish far-right nationalist media has seen Israel's criticism and the Jewish world's criticism as international opposition and interfering in Polish business. And this is really, really becoming a huge, huge problem. And it's unfortunately emboldening neo-Nazis and the far right. So it's a very, very serious phenomenon. This is why I think that we need to discuss it. And it's also a reminder of why it is so important to know our history and to advocate for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think something that we're going to keep running up against as we go through these and other talks. Moving to the other side of the spectrum, something slightly more contemporary, Ro, King's College London Jewish students are considering taking legal action against elected student reps for promoting the Apartheid Week phenomenon, something which is coming up on university campuses soon. What's behind this particular threat?
Well, as you just mentioned, we are gearing up for Israel Apartheid Week, which to me is just an excuse for the haters to come out and be as anti-Semitic as they want. Unfortunately, using Israel, the Jewish state, as their target and not the Jewish people, because naturally, of course, Benji, they're not anti-Semitic. We know differently because we see the same kind of imagery promoted by BDS as we saw prior to the Holocaust, the singling out of the Jew, the labeling of products, etc., etc. However, back to King's College in London. King's College are seriously considering taking legal action because they're representative council promoted Israel Apartheid Week events in mass emails to their fellow students. And it was seen as, and this was in a mail that was sent out on February the 23rd, just a few days ago, the KCL, Students' Union, described Israel Apartheid Week as an effort to raise awareness of Israel's apartheid system over the Palestinian people and build support for the growing boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. However, I do have to correct them on that. It's not growing because more and more legislation is being passed by countries around the world anti-BDS because they see it for what it is, a anti-Semitic hate fest. So the KCL's Israel Society denounced the newsletter and they are seeking legal counsel on this.
Certainly interesting to see where they get with that. And perhaps the best demonstration of the stupidity of the IOW phenomena is the fact that there are Syrian refugees that are being treated for emotional trauma by Israel at this very moment.
Well, this is an incredible story, and you know, more and more stories are coming out from Syria. The other day, there were stories in the Israeli media about how Israel is helping deaf Syrian children to hear better with the cochlear implants and therapy and various other medical mechanisms. But Israel is now giving psychological and trauma counseling to many, many Syrians. In fact, the Galilee Medical Center in northern Israel has treated more than 2,300 Syrians over the past 5 years as part of Israel's Operation Good Neighbor, which is carried out by the Israel Defense Forces. Most of these patients are women and children, as we can only imagine the trauma faced by civilians, especially the most vulnerable, during a time of war and genocide is absolutely unimaginable. And while many patients are in need of physical care, many suffer severe post-traumatic stress disorder and trauma. So Hannah Solomon, who's the director of social work at the Galilee Medical Center, has said that the hospital is absorbing the bulk of injured Syrians to help deal with the emotional stress and PTSD. She said that there have been those that the hospital has treated who may have had suicidal tendencies and acute stress reactions or depression, but never before have they had to deal with trauma on the level that they are dealing with Syrian civilians.
Yeah, certainly very, very interesting, and good to see Israel lending a hand there. Now, I'm also happy to see that good things are happening in the social media space. Due to that, 1 in 11 people on Earth was reached by the World Jewish Congress's We Remember campaign. What was behind that, Ro?
Well, that's incredible. You know, the We Remember campaign, and I think this is this year was the second year that they ran with this campaign, was the hashtag We Remember, which encouraged Holocaust remembrance by social media participants from around the world. And there was incredible reaction. We saw heads of state, including from Germany and around the world, taking a picture of themselves, holding up the sign with the hashtag We Remember. I myself did it. I know I chatted to Howard about perhaps Chai FM doing it. I think you guys did do it. I know the major Jewish organizations participated, individuals from all walks of life participated in this campaign, which was commemorated just prior to International Holocaust Memorial Day, which is the 27th of January every year, which is the day the United Nations has designated for Holocaust Memorial. And I think this year it couldn't be more important, especially in light of the discussions we are having around Poland and the rise in anti-Semitism around the world. So it is very, very heartening to realize or to see that so many people participated, so many people were reached, and it just goes to show you that social media is a very, 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 very powerful instrument, and used properly, it can accomplish something quite incredible.
Well, indeed it can, and I think that radio can accomplish quite amazing things when we have people like Rolene Marks on the line with us. So, Ro, go test out that bat costume, and we will chat to you tomorrow.
Oh, am I feeding the love from you guys today? And this just in, Benji, from the Jerusalem Post, with regards to Poland, the editor-in-chief of the Catholic Weekly, I can't pronounce the name, it's in Poland, has created an absolute uproar by saying that the truth for Jews is whatever they feel is beneficial to them. This is, again, an example of the horrendous anti-Semitism that is rising in Poland at the moment. And he goes on to say Jews have a completely different system of values, a different concept of truth. And while we've just spoken about the power of social media, and we've just spoken about the importance of Holocaust Memorial, I urge everybody to take to social media and make sure that the Jewish narrative and the facts are heard as far and wide as possible.
Well, there you go. We'll chat more about it tomorrow. Thank you, Rolene Marks.